鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。听，爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听，跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎您来到轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read， 我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。今天我们将会听到美国著名拳击运动员穆罕默德阿里的一句话，英国诗人鲁伯特布鲁克的一首诗歌 Beginning。 最后为大家选读的是美国作家海伦亨特杰克逊的作品 Letters from a Cat。
More to read.
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote.
The man who views the world at 50 the same he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. Muhammad Ali.
一个人如果到了五十岁还和他二十岁时一样看待世界，那么他就浪费了三十年的生命。穆罕默德·阿里。穆罕默德·阿里于1942年出生于美国肯塔基州的路易斯维尔，原名小凯瑟斯·马塞勒斯·克莱，是美国著名的拳击运动员，奥运冠军，外交官，享有拳王的美誉。阿里12岁开始了自己的拳击生涯。1964年22岁的他击败索尼·利斯顿，首次夺得重量级拳王的称号。同年他再度击败利斯顿，从此职业拳击进入了阿里时代。此后阿里在20年的时间里22次获得重量级拳王称号。1981年12月11日阿里在最后一场比赛后宣布退役。不过不幸的是，他在之后患上了帕金森氏病。2016年6月3日，阿里在美国凤凰城当地医院病逝，享年74岁。2016年6月9日，拳王阿里的传统穆斯林丧礼在他的肯塔基州家乡路易斯维尔举行，展开历时两天对这位受爱戴的拳击传奇人物的告别仪式。
The man who views the world at 50 the same he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. Muhammad Ali.
一个人如果到了50岁还和他20岁时一样看待世界，那么他就浪费了30年的生命。穆罕默德·阿里。
Beginning, Rupert Brooke. Someday I shall rise and leave my friends and seek you again through the world's far ends. You, whom I found so fair, touch of your hands and smell of your hair. My only God in the days that were. My eager feet shall find you again, though the sullen years and the mark of pain have changed you wholly, for I shall know, how could I forget having loved you so? In the sad half-light of evening, the face that was all my sun rising,So then, at the ends of the earth, I'll stand and hold you fiercely be either hand, and seeing your age and ashen hair, I'll curse the thing that once you were, because it is changed and pale and old. Lips that were scarlet, hair that was gold. And I loved you before you were old and wise. When the flame of youth was strong in your eyes, and my heart is sick with memories.
始，鲁伯特·布鲁克。总有一天，我会起身离开我的朋友，在世界的尽头再次找寻你。你如此美丽，那娇嫩的双手和馥郁的秀发，曾几何时，是我心中唯一的神。我热切的双脚将再次找到你。尽管忧郁的岁月和痛苦的印记彻底改变了你，因为我知道，我怎么会忘记曾经那么爱你？在黄昏悲伤的晦暗中，那张脸曾是我全部的光明。那么，我将在海角天边伫立，用力握住你的手，眼中是你的年岁和灰白的头发。我会诅咒曾经的你，因为它变了，变得苍白而衰老。那时的嘴唇是猩红的，头发是金色的。我爱你，在你变得年老睿智以前，那时青春的火焰在你的眼中燃烧，我的心已厌倦了回忆。
刚才听到的诗歌 Beginning 开始，出自英国诗人鲁伯特·布鲁克，英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人小斐为您朗诵。鲁伯特·布鲁克是英国诗人，出生于1887年，当时因为他孩童般的长相而被爱尔兰诗人叶芝称为英国最英俊的男人。布鲁克出生于沃里克郡拉格比市的希尔莫顿五街，为家里三个孩子中的第二个。他的父亲威廉·帕克·布鲁克是拉格比市一所学校的校长。儿童时期，布鲁克就读于拉格比市的两所当地学校。在欧洲旅行的时候，他写了一篇研究伊丽莎白一世时期戏剧的论文，并借此赢得了当时英国国王学院的奖学金。在拉格比中学学习时，他便开始写诗，显示了他对于和平的热爱。1906年，他进入剑桥大学学习文学，并加入了废编社。布鲁克在伦敦结识了大量朋友，其中就包括仰慕其才华的弗吉尼亚·沃尔福。第一次世界大战爆发后，在1914年10月，布鲁克在被温斯顿·丘吉尔接见后，参加了英国皇家海军志愿预备队。1915年初，参加防卫比利时安特卫普港之役。英军失利后，又随军远征达丹尼尔海峡，参加了加里波利之战，不幸由于蚊子叮咬而引发败血症，随即被一艘法国医疗舰救走。1915年4月23日，在前往位于爱琴海的希腊斯基罗斯岛途中死于船舱。在地中海远征军撤离时，布鲁克于当晚11点被其好友威廉·丹尼斯·布朗埋葬在了斯基罗斯岛。
Beginning, Rupert Brooke. Someday I shall rise and leave my friends and seek you again through the world's far ends. You, whom I found so fair, touch of your hands and smell of your hair, my only God in the days that were. My eager feet shall find you again, though the sullen years and the mark of pain have changed you wholly, for I shall know, how could I forget having loved you so? In the sad half-light of evening, the face that was all my sun rising. So then, at the ends of the earth, I'll stand and hold you fiercely be either hand, and seeing your age and ashen hair, I'll curse the thing that once you were, because it is changed and pale and old. Lips that were scarlet, hair that was gold. And I loved you before you were old and wise, when the flame of youth was strong in your eyes, and my heart is sick with memories.
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
Letters from a cat. 猫咪来信是以猫的视角给外出的小主人写的信，信中记述了小主人离家期间小猫的经历，故事妙趣横生，活泼可爱，其中许多从猫的视角出发的观点显得非常的幽默。这部作品的作者海伦·亨特·杰克逊是美国的女诗人作家，她始终致力于改善美国印第安原住民的待遇，出版了多部相关作品，并赢得了极大的知名度。其代表作《雷蒙娜》描述了在墨西哥战争后住在南加州的原住民遭受到的不公待遇。此书影响深远，重印300多次，有上百个版本流传。另外，他还著有多部童书作品。好，那么接下来呢，我们就一起来读一下由海伦·亨特·杰克逊所写的《Letters from a Cat》《猫咪来信》当中的节选片段。中文版本由轻松调频的主持人莫涵为您朗读。Letters from a Cat by Helen Hunt Jackson.
猫咪来信，海伦·亨特·杰克逊。
My dear Helen, that is what your mother calls you, I know, for I jumped up on writing table just now and looked while she was out of the room, and I am sure I have as much right to call you so as she has. For if you were my own little kitty and looked just like me,I could not love you any more than I do. How many good naps I have had in your lap, and how many nice bits of meat you have saved for me out of your own dinner. Oh, I'll never let a rat or a mouse touch anything of yours so long as I live.
亲爱的海伦，我知道你妈妈在信里这样称呼你，她不在房间，刚才我便跳上书桌看了他给你写的信，我确信我有权利和他一样叫你，因为哪怕你是我亲生的小猫咪，长得和我一模一样，我也不可能比现在更爱你。想想看，有多少次我在你的膝上美美的打盹儿，又有多少香喷喷的肉肉，你从自己的饭菜里省下来给我吃。啊、哦在我的有生之年，我绝对不会允许那些个大大小小的老鼠碰你的任何东西。
I felt very unhappy after you drove off yesterday and did not know what to do with myself. I went into the barn and thought I would take a nap on the hay, for I do think going to sleep is one of the very best things for people who are unhappy.But it seemed so lonely without old Charlie stamping in his store that I could not bear it. So I went into the garden and lay down under the damask rose bush and caught flies.
昨天你们驾车离开以后，我的心情很是低落，不知道自己一只猫咪该做些什么。我去了粮仓，想到干草上打个盹儿。 我深信人心情不好时，睡觉便是最好的解决方式之一。但少了平日里老查理在马厩里跺着蹄子，我反而感觉孤零零的，难以忍受。于是我便去了花园，躺在大马士革玫瑰丛下抓苍蝇。
There is a kind of fly round that bush which I like better than any other I ever ate. You ought to see that there is a very great difference between my catching flies and your doing it. I have noticed that you never eat them, and I have wondered that when you were always so kind to me, you could be so cruel as to kill poor flies for nothing. I have often wished that I could speak to you about it. Now that your dear mother has taught me to print,I shall be able to say a great many things to you, which I have often been unhappy about, because I could not make you understand.
玫瑰丛那儿的一种苍蝇是我最爱吃的。你该知道，你抓苍蝇和我大有不同。我注意到你从来不吃它们，这让我很是疑惑。你对我总是很好，但是你对这些可怜的苍蝇却总是那么冷酷，会毫无缘故地打死它们。过去我常常想能跟你说说这事儿，现在好了，你亲爱的妈妈教会了我写字，我可以和你说好多好多事情了。而之前我会因为无法让你理解我而难过。
I am entirely discouraged about learning to speak the English language.And I do not think anybody takes much trouble to learn ours. So we cats are confined entirely to the society of each other, which prevents our knowing so much as we might. And it is very lonely, too, in a place where there are so few cats kept as in Amherst. If it were not for Mrs. Hitchcock's cat and Judge Dinkinson's, I should really forget how to use my tongue.
学英语让我很受挫，我想人类不会费这么大力气来学习猫语，于是猫咪们就完全局限在自己的圈子里。其实猫咪们本来可以知道很多。除此之外，在艾姆赫斯特也没有几只猫，这让我觉得非常孤单。要不是希区柯克太太还有狄金森法官养了猫，我大概已经完全忘记怎么说猫语了。
When you are at home, I do not mind it. For although I cannot talk to you, I understand every word that you say to me, and we have such a good place together with the red ball. That is put away now in the bottom drawer of the little workstand in the sitting room. When your mother put it in,She turned round to me and said, Poor pussy, no more good place for you till Helen comes home. And I thought I should certainly cry. But I think it is very foolish to cry over what cannot be helped. So I pretended to have got something into my left eye and rubbed it with my paw.
你在家时还好，用不用猫语都无关紧要。虽然我不能跟你说话，但你说的我全懂。我们一起玩红球也很开心。不过现在那只球已经被收了起来，就放在起居室缝纫桌最下面的抽屉里。你妈妈把球放进去时，转身对我说，可怜的猫咪啊，海伦回来之前没什么游戏好玩了。当时我觉得我应该大哭一场，但转念一想，哭也解决不了问题，只会看起来很傻。于是我便假装有东西迷了眼，用爪子揉着眼睛。
It is very seldom that I cry over anything, unless it is spilled milk. I must confess, I have often cried when that has happened, and it always is happening to cat's milk. They put it into old broken things that tip over at the least knock.And then they set them just where they are sure to be most in the way. Many's the time Josiah has knocked over that blue saucer of mine in the shed. And when you have thought that I had had a nice breakfast of milk, I had nothing in the world but flies, which are not good for much more than just a little sort of relish. I am so glad of a chance to tell you about this, because I know when you come home, you will get a better dish for me.
我极少因为什么哭泣，除了为打翻的牛奶。我必须要承认，牛奶洒出去时，我常常哭，因为猫咪的牛奶经常会洒出来。他们把牛奶倒进又旧又破的碗碟里，那些碗碟一碰就翻。他们还总是把那些破碗碟放在碍事儿的地方。但很多时候，乔赛亚会在猫舍里打翻我的蓝色托盘。你还以为我早餐是美美的喝了牛奶，其实除了苍蝇，我什么都没有吃到。而那些苍蝇，充其量也只能算是佐料而已。真开心，我有机会跟你说说这些。我知道你回来后肯定会给我一个好点的碟子。
I hope you found the horse chestnuts which I put in the bottom of the carriage for you. I could not think of anything else to put in, which would remind you of me. But I am afraid you will never think that it was I who put them there. And it will be too bad if you don't.For I had a dreadful time climbing up over the dasher with them, and both my jaws are quite lame from stretching them so, to carry the biggest ones I could find.
希望你能发现我在马车底部给你放了马力果。我想不出别的能让你想起我的东西了。但是我还是担心你不会想到那是我放的，那就太糟了。因为我费了好大的力气才带着那些马力果爬过了挡泥板。我衔着自己能找到的最大的马力果，使劲张着嘴，到最后下巴都快掉了。
There are three beautiful dandelions out on the terrace, but I don't suppose they will keep till you come home. A man has been doing something to your garden.But though I watched him very closely all the time, I could not make out what he was about. I am afraid it is something you will not like. But if I find out more about it, I will tell you in my next letter. Goodbye. Your affectionate Pussy.
露台上有三朵美丽的蒲公英开花了，但我觉得它们可能等不到你回来。一个男人在花园里干了点活，我一直都在仔细地观察他，但还是没有弄明白他究竟要干嘛。我担心他在做让你不高兴的事情。一旦知道他在做什么，我会在下一封信告诉你。再见，你亲爱的猫咪。
Letters from a Cat by Helen Hunt Jackson. My dear Helen, that is what your mother calls you, I know, for I jumped up on writing table just now and looked while she was out of the room, and I am sure I have as much right to call you so as she has. For if you were my own little kitty and looked just like me, I could not love you any more than I do.How many good naps I have had in your lap, and how many nice bits of meat you have saved for me out of your own dinner. Oh, I'll never let a rat or a mouse touch anything of yours so long as I live. I felt very unhappy after you drove off yesterday, and did not know what to do with myself. I went into the barn and thought I would take a nap on the hay.For I do think going to sleep is one of the very best things for people who are unhappy. But it seemed so lonely without old Charlie stamping in his stall that I could not bear it. So I went into the garden and lay down under the damask rose bush and caught flies. There is a kind of fly round that bush which I like better than any other I ever ate.You ought to see that there is a very great difference between my catching flies and your doing it. I have noticed that you never eat them, and I have wondered that when you were always so kind to me, you could be so cruel as to kill poor flies for nothing. I have often wished that I could speak to you about it. Now that your dear mother has taught me to print, I shall be able to say a great many things to you, which I have often been unhappy about, because I could not make you understand. I am entirely discouraged about learning to speak the English language, and I do not think anybody takes much trouble to learn ours. So we cats are confined entirely to the society of each other, which prevents our knowing so much as we might. And it is very lonely, too, in a place where there are so few cats kept as in Amherst. If it were not for Mrs. Hitchcock's cat and Judge Dinkinson's, I should really forget how to use my tongue. When you are at home, I do not mind it, for although I cannot talk to you, I understand every word that you say to me, and we have such a good place together with the red ball. That is put away now in the bottom drawer of the little workstand in the sitting room. When your mother put it in, she turned round to me and said, "Poor pussy, no more good place for you till Helen comes home." And I thought I should certainly cry. But I think it is very foolish to cry over what cannot be helped. So I pretended to have got something into my left eye and rubbed it with my paw. It is very seldom that I cry over anything, unless it is spilt milk. I must confess, I have often cried when that has happened, and it always is happening to cat's milk. They put it into old broken things that tip over at the least knock, and then they set them just where they are sure to be most in the way. Many's the time Josiah has knocked over that blue saucer of mine in the shed. And when you have thought that I had had a nice breakfast of milk, I had nothing in the world but flies, which are not good for much more than just a little sort of relish. I am so glad of a chance to tell you about this, because I know when you come home, you will get a better dish for me. I hope you found the horse chestnuts which I put in the bottom of the carriage for you. I could not think of anything else to put in, which would remind you of me. But I am afraid you will never think that it was I who put them there. And it will be too bad if you don't, for I had a dreadful time climbing up over the dasher with them, and both my jaws are quite lame from stretching them so, to carry the biggest ones I could find. There are three beautiful dandelions out on the terrace, but I don't suppose they will keep till you come home. A man has been doing something to your garden, but though I watched him very closely all the time, I could not make out what he was about. I am afraid it is something you will not like, but if I find out more about it, I will tell you in my next letter. Goodbye. Your affectionate pussy.
节目就要结束了，感谢您的收听，我是沈听，我们明天见。